It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Miles Nelson. He is with Price City Public Works. We got a lot of things that are coming up and that are going on right now, and then projects that are coming up and different things that are going on in the community that we need to let everybody kind of know about. And Miles is here to tell us about it. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Dave.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. Now, let's dig right into this because there's a lot to cover. One thing that's on everybody's mind is water right now, and Price City is no different than that. So how is Price City going to approach this water year?
We're very much aware, as many of you are, of the fact that we're in a drought situation. The state's declared a drought emergency, and we're trying to make sure that people understand that we are encouraging smart watering wisely. We want to emphasize we don't typically do a water restrictions because we find that's not as effective as asking people to be conscientious about their watering habits, and that seems to be the best thing. So as we move into this apparently dry season now, and maybe in the future in the summer from what they're forecasting, we're asking people to be wise, not to water during hot times of the day, not to overwater, but to use what you need, but don't overdo it.
And that's really important, too. And yeah, I think that because we were discussing that before we came on the air about the fact that when you kind of restrict people's watering, then they tend to water too much. Is that what you guys are finding out?
We found that in the past. When they have a certain time they can water, they use that whole time instead of just using what they need. And so they overdo it when those restrictions apply.
And what kind of situation, as far as our snowpack right now, what are we looking at?
Right now, according to the maps, it's showing about 50% of our snowpack remaining this week. We've been running around 60% most of the winter. And so we're definitely short of our replenishing water. The Schofield Reservoir is going to be okay for this year, but next year, it's the following year that really affects you if you don't get a good snowpack.
Right. And the other part of it, too, is that we've got to look at is the warm temperatures that we had, while we enjoyed them a week or so ago, they didn't help snowpack at all.
Exactly. That brings that snow down early and doesn't keep it on the mountain as long, and so our snowpack doesn't last near as long.
All right. So we have that we've got to work out, and everybody really needs to be conscientious of the water this year. There's a few projects that are going on in the city, and I'm sure people have seen them going on. So let's talk about, you've got a sewer cleaning project and road maintenance. I know you guys are glad to be able to start doing that, and then road reconstruction. So let's talk about those.
Sure. Sewer cleaning, we do that every 2 years. That's a practice we do to make sure our sewer mains remain functional and avoid backups, which are obviously the worst case scenario for a resident to have to deal with a backup. So these sewer cleanings are important, and in some cases it creates the inconvenience for some of the residents because their sewer systems are a little aging and it takes a toll on them a little bit, but it is important that we keep those systems clear. And so right now we're working on the north half of Price. After July, we'll be going to the south half of Price to do the same thing, and that's something that has definitely made a huge difference over the past. When we used to not do this, we had a lot more backups, and again, we're trying to avoid those worst-case scenarios. As far as road maintenance goes, we're finally warm enough now that we can move forward with our patching of our potholes and sinkholes and things that have been bugging us for all winter long. That's due to the temperatures. We usually can't get asphalt until this time of year to be able to make those adjustments and fixes. We can put different material on there during the winter time, but it only lasts for a short time, and we like to make those fixes more permanent. So you'll see our crews out doing a lot of patchwork and working on those bad spots in the road, but we don't always catch every bad spot, so we appreciate citizens letting us know when they have a problem in their neighborhood or they've come across something. The more they can let us know, the more eyes and ears out there, the better for us.
And then you've also got some road reconstruction projects that are going on. So let's talk about those ones in particular.
If you've driven anywhere in town, you've seen at least one construction site. We've got three going on right now simultaneously. We've got 300 East up near the university between 400 North and 600 North, where we're replacing a water line and replacing the road. That road, if you've ever driven along there, is almost as exciting as Lagoon as you're driving through there, up and down with all the patches we've had to make with that bad water line. So we're excited to get that one remedied and fixed there. We also are fixing a water line and road on 4th Avenue, which has been a problematic spot, a really bad water line for years. And then we are reconstructing 7th East below 1st North, between 1st North and 4th, excuse me, below 1st South, between 1st South and 4th South. That was the repair work on the water lines was done in a previous year, but we're finally getting back to reconstructing that road and making it right. It's been in pretty bad shape for a while.
So just kind of be cautious as you're in those areas and make sure.
Exactly. We're asking people to be cautious, to be respectful, and we're always in a hurry, but be careful because these construction zones can be dangerous areas for both you and the workers if we're not being safe.
All right. Let's move on to talking about the baseball, the community complex up there with that was done in cooperation with the school district. You guys are just about done with that entire project. So the fields are great. Everything's great. What are you still finishing up on right now?
Yeah, the fields are done. The high school baseball team's been able to take advantage and have a great season this year on those fields. The part that we're finishing is the concession building, which we took a lot of the project on ourselves to be able to stay within budget. And so it's taken us longer, but we're getting close to wrapping that up and having that completed. It's a beautiful facility. We're very proud of the accomplishment there. And as you go by, it's a huge improvement for the community to see and participate with. We're excited about the partnership mostly that we've had with Carbon School District to be able to share the fields with us and have those available for community use throughout the year.
And do you see that project being able to be done before the end of the school year or about the same time?
We're pushing hard for that. There's been some setbacks with trying to do some of the work ourselves with the school district and ourselves, but we're going to be really close. We'd like to have some kind of a ribbon cutting before the season's over if we can.
Okay. And then let's end the last minute or so talking about city beautification. Really, it's going on now, and it starts on April 12th is the big thing that people need to listen for, right?
Yes. The city beautification, we're encouraging people to take advantage of the county's graciousness. They are opening the dump for free dumping between the 12th and the 24th of April, which starts soon. And we are encouraging people to take advantage of that free dumping opportunity for the residents. Commercial users still will be paying their regular fees, but this is for residential benefit. And reminding people that the city, again, is not picking up curbside as we have in the previous years, but we are encouraging people to take advantage of this. There's also a unique opportunity during that time, from the 18th to the 24th, it's National Volunteerism Week. And we're encouraging people to look for your needs around you. Your neighbors may have a need that they can't accommodate their own cleanup or something, or they need help with their yard. Step in and help out. Volunteerism is a good thing. And it's not just usually during this week of volunteerism we would ask you to help, but this is an opportunity to do it and take the load to the dump for free.
And that's the great thing. If you see a need out there, get out and help out. Now, is there anybody that they can call if they see a project that needs to be done or anything like that to kind of help coordinate to get some help out there to these people?
Yes. Megan Cummings with United Way has graciously been willing to take phone calls and try to link volunteers with projects. If you have a project you see a need for, you can call, and hopefully volunteers will be calling that same number and coordinating the resources together.
All right. Get out there and help out your neighbors. Help out your friends. If you see a need, there's nothing wrong with jumping out there and helping. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always look on our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.